Today's shiur, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top. At the end of yesterday's shiur, we had a discussion of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? And the Gemara concluded that Hadlaka is Oysa Mitzvah. So says the Gemara, V'hashta Damrinan, now that we have established that Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, Hadlika Cheresh Shaitu V'Katan, a cheres shayt of a cotton lit the menaira. The halacha is layosv lekulam. It's a meaningless act because the hadlaka has to be done by bardas. However, says the Gemara, isha, a woman, certainly shall light the menaira. Isha vada medlika. Dam Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Noshim chayovas ben Erchanika. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanuka. Sh'af hein hoyu bois anes. They were part of the nes. Not only were they part of the nes, but as Rashi tells us, there was a decree that the governor had made that every Jewish woman would have to first have relations with the local Greek commander. What happened was that Yehudas, the daughter of Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol, fed the Greek general cheese to make him thirsty and to make him tired, and like that, she was ultimately able to kill him and get that decree abolished. So not only are women part of the nes, but they were an important part of making the nes. So the minig is that women, married women, typically don't light the menorah, and that some sofer explains because kol kvud bas melech panima. It's appropriate that a Jewish woman act in a way of tznius. And as we learned in our previous shurim, in those days when they lit the menorah, they typically lit the menorah outdoors. And since they typically lit the menorah outdoors, it's inappropriate that a woman should light a menorah outdoors. And that's why even older Jewish girls did not light the menorah for that very same reason, because it's inappropriate because of their kol kvud bas melech panima. Of course, under certain circumstances, a woman should light the menorah. It goes without saying that if a woman is living alone, that she has to light the menorah. But there are other circumstances. Rachmal Tzlan, if somebody is an oinen, then the halacha is that his wife should light, the husband is an oinen, so the wife should light the menorah. Or if somebody, Rechman Tzlan, is blind, it's preferable that the wife should light the menorah. And as we're going to discuss soon in our Gemara, if the husband isn't home, the wife obviously should light the menorah at home. I saw from Derech Tzvi, from the Kozel Gevurov, that in a way, the mitzvah of Chanukah is stronger by women than by men. And he explains why. In Mitzvah Shem, B'mheir B'yameinu, we will again have the Beis HaMikdash. And when we will have the Beis HaMikdash, so then men will be able to have the real Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But women who don't do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, their highest level that they ever could come to the Menorah is on Chanukah, where they're lighting the menorah. The Bnei Yisachar says that Chanukah is the yontif of Torah, kenem mitzvah v'Torah or. And he says, as we well know, that we can't come to succeeding in Torah without our wives, our mothers, who support us in learning Torah. So if Chanukah, says the Bnei Yisachar, is the yontif of Torah, it's only appropriate that women should have to light the menorah. Amar Rav Sheshes, achasnoi, a guest, chai b'ner Chanukah, is obligated to light the menorah. Amar Rav Zeira, Meresh Kavina Bei Rav, originally when I was in the yeshiva of Rav, mishtatafna b'priti b'hada eshbuzoi. The way I participated in the lighting of the menorah is by giving the person who I was staying by some participate in the menorah, because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the chi of menorah, as we keep on discussing in our sugyas, is Ner Ish Ubeisai. So Ner Ish Ubeisai is a family, everybody who's part of the family. But if I'm not part of this family, I can't automatically be included in the menorah, in the Hanukkah candles that are being lit in this home. So the way I could participate is by actually giving some oil or so giving some money towards that mitzvah. And like that, I become part of that mitzvah. There are those that suggest that not only do we have to participate, the person who's a guest has to participate, but it's actually a step more. He has to participate that the person who he's by, the host, should add more oil than he normally would have had if he wasn't there. But says the Gemara, he said Rav Sheshes, Basadun Sivi Itasa, once I got married, Amina Hashtav Adelai Tzrichna, I don't have to participate in my host menorah. The Kamadlaka Lebegabesi, I can rely on my wife who's lighting the menorah on my behalf at home. And I can be yaitzu with her because ishtesh kegufay. However, there's a very interesting halacha that I saw. The halacha is that somebody who's married, even if he's not home, his wife who's lighting menorah at home will be mitzi him. But let's say this person, wherever he is, wants to light the menorah. So he has to be careful to light the menorah before his wife lights the menorah at home. Because once his wife lights the menorah home, as our Gemara just taught us, he's yotze the mitzvah of hadlokas neiris. So now if he's going to make a bracha, it's going to be a bracha of atala. So if he wants to make his own bracha, he should be careful to make the bracha before his wife makes the bracha for him at home. Here we see that the Sfasemus makes the point that the chiv of Ner Chanukah is not necessarily to be compared to the chiv mezuzah. The halacha is that you have to light them, every home has to have a mezuzah. When we speak about every home has to have a menorah, it's not just as long as there's a menorah lit in the home, it's good enough. Because if that would be the case, why does the chasnoi have to participate by paying towards the menorah? He's there, he's part of that home. So we see that it's sort of a combination. It's a combination of mitzvah on the bayis, coupled with a chiv on the individual. And that's the chiddush, says the Ran and the Rosh of our Gemara, that you can't just be yotze with the menorah that the host is lighting in his home. Of course, the question that comes up is, let's say I'm a guest and I have my own room. So it seems that if I have my own room in wherever I'm staying, so then it's not just that I could give the host some money and I'll be yotze the mitzvah menorah. There, the halacha would be that I have to actually light in my own room my menorah, which opens up a question. Where should you light the menorah? Where you eat or where you sleep? So it seems that the halacha lemaisa is as follows. You should light the menorah in the house where you sleep, not just the house where you eat. That means if you eat Chanukah and you're invited out for dinner and you're going to eat somewhere, but you're going to sleep at home, your chiv lighting is at home. But when you light at home where you sleep, don't light in your bedroom. You should light in the place where people eat. But if we're going to have a choice, should I light in the place where I'm sleeping or in the place where I'm eating? I should light in the place where I am sleeping. And this Gemara is a raya of Achsnoi, where I slept. Continues the Gemara, Amar Bishu ben Levi, Kol Hashmonim Kulon Yoflin there. All types of oil are good for the menorah. The Shemen Zayis Min HaMufchor. Shemen Zayis is the best because it gives off the best light. The Rosh Yosef says a different reason, because the nace that happened with the menorah was with olive oil. Amar Abaya, Mireish have mahad mara shumshmi. I used to try to get sesame oil for lighting the menorah. Vamar, I said, Hai Moshach Nehur Tfei, because the light of sesame oil is very long lasting. So that's how Rashi explains. But the Sfasemis says it doesn't seem to make sense that it depends on how long it's going to last, because then you could use any oil. And if you want it to last long, just add oil. So he says what Rashi means to say is that because it lasts so long, it also has the ability of giving a good light. Kivin the Shema Laha the Rabbi Shu ben Levi. But once I heard the halach, Rabbi Shu ben Levi just taught us that you should try to use olive oil. Mahada amishka dezeisa. I always try to use olive oil. Omar, and I said, Hait solo nahar tfei, this gives off the best light. And that's taka the minig, that we try to use, if at all possible, olive oil. The question that comes up, two interesting halach lemaises in the world that we live in. One is, there are many people that buy these cups that have the cups that have oil in them. And if you look at the olive oil in that cup, that olive oil is sort of gelled. And the question is that acceptable for Neris Chanukah? Is the olive oil that we use that's gelled going to be acceptable? Particularly if we just quoted the Rosh Yosef, who says that you're supposed to use oil that was similar to what was used in the base of Mikdash, and that wasn't gelled olive oil. So Rav Volzner Zatzal in the Shaal Sechuvis Shevet Alevi Chelik Test Simi Kuf Mem Gimel discusses this, and he says that there isn't any significant difference between gelled olive oil and liquid olive oil, and it's 100% acceptable. However, Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shaal Sechuvis Chuvis Ven Hagus Chelik Gimel Simin Reish Yud Ches is concerned if using such a type of olive oil is l'chatchila. But then I found that the Marsham in the Das Torah in Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Sif Aleph Eruchayim actually suggests that the olive oil that was used in the Beis Hamikdash by the Neis Chanukah was gelled olive oil. So if that's the case, so then that's the best oil, and then that certainly is very preferable to be used. A similar question is that many people, the wicks that they use, they buy prepared wicks to use for the menorah, and those wicks are made out of whatever material, but they're coated by wax. And the question is, if they're coated by wax, so the first moment that you're lighting them, it's that wax that's being lit. Ultimately, very quickly, the wax melts and you have the wick. But at the beginning, you're lighting wax. And our Gemara says it's preferable to light olive oil. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses this in the Micha Shlomo, in the Hichlicha Shlomo. He says that small amount of wax doesn't mean that you're lighting a wax candle. You're certainly lighting a wick, which is being inserted in oil, and you yoytz to the mitzvah and mufcha of olive oil. Says the Gemara, Vam Rav Shuman Levi, Kol Hashmonim Yofel Adiyoy. The way they used to make ink in those times was that they used to put oil into a cup, and then they used to put a fire under that oil, and a black suit would accumulate on the walls of that cup, of that glass cup, and then they scraped it off. And after they scraped it off, they would mix it with oil again, and you would leave it to dry, and like that you had ink. So Rav Shmuel ben Levi makes a statement that kol hashmonim yofel adiyoy, all types of oil are good for the manufacture of ink. B'shem zayis min hamavcha, but shem zayis is the best. Ask the Gemara, when we said that olive oil is the best, yibay lugabed, does it mean to use it to make the smoke that's on the side of the vessel in which you're making the ink? Or la'ashe, gabo means to mix it, that you're going to mix that with oil, so you should use olive oil. Or la'ashen, the oil that you're using to create that black material that sticks to the keli. Tashma, the Tanner of Shmuel Bazutri, kol hashmanim yofel adiyoy, all oils are good to make olive oil. v'shem zayis min amufcher, and olive oil is the best. Bein legabel bein lashin. No matter what need you have for that olive oil, it doesn't make a difference. That is the best. Rav Shmuel, ba'azutri minas nehochi, kol ashanim yofl diyoy. Anything that generates smoke is good for making ink. V'shem zayis min amufcher, but olive oil is the best. Amar Rav Huna, kol asrofin yofl diyoy. All gums which are extracted from a tree are good to be used as an ingredient in the manufacture of ink. The sraf ktaf, but the gum that comes from the ktaf tree, yofim kulm, is the best. Omrav chiber ashi, omrav. Hamadlik nesh al chanukah, if somebody lights the chanukah candle, tzorach levaruch, you have to make a brocha. Rabbi Yirmiyah omar, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, harayis nesh al chanukah tzorach levaruch. Somebody who lights, somebody who sees the Hanukkah candle has to make a bracha. So Rashi explains that when does this halacha apply? The halacha applies that if you didn't make a bracha at home when you're lighting the menorah or you're on a boat, and so it seems that Rashi's opinion is that even though you're going to get home and you're going to light the menorah at home, as soon as you see the menorah, Ner Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. But the Taz, that Mordechai disagrees, he says that only if you're not going to light at home, that's when you make a bracha, when you see it. But if you're going to see it, if you're going to light yourself, of course that's when you should make the bracha and not just rely on making a bracha for seeing the menorah. Furthermore, says Rabbi Kivega, that let's say you saw the menorah, you're not going to light. So you're going to make a bracha just for Iyya. And you saw a menorah and you didn't make a bracha. It doesn't make a difference. The next time you see the menorah, you could still make the bracha. It's not obligated that you should make the bracha strictly before the first time. All right, you do Yom Rishon, the first day of Chanukah, Harayim Mevarach Shtayim. The person who sees the menorah makes two brachas, Sha'asu Nisim L'Avaseinu and Hashachiyanu, or Madlik, and the one that lights the menorah makes three brachas, because he also has to make the bracha, Asher K'dishonam Tzotzot Tzvanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. There's interesting machloikis, what is the proper nusach of that bracha? The Mishnah Berurah says that the proper nusach of the bracha is Ner Shel Chanukah, and the Arizal held that the proper nusach of the bracha is Ner Chanukah. Also, the bracha, as we know, should be made Oiv L'Siyosin, before you actually light the menorah. And the Ramah says not only the bracha of Lahadlik should be made before you light the menorah, but even the bracha of Sha'asu Nisim and Shachianu should be made before you light the menorah. However, says Rabbi Kivager, let's say you made the Lahadlik Ner Chanukah before you lit the menorah, and then you lit the menorah, as long as the candles are still lit, you could make a bracha of Shachianu and Sha'asu Nisim. Amr Yehuda, continues the Gemara, Yom HaRishon, on the first day of Chanukah, Haroya, somebody who sees the Chanukah candles, Mevarach Shtayim, makes two brachas, Ma'adlik, and the one that actually lights the menorah, Mevarach Shalish, Mekam Ve'elich, after the first day of Chanukah, Madlik, Mevarach Shtayim, the person who lights the menorah makes two brachas, Lahadlik and Sha'asu Nisim, V'roya, Mevarach Achas, the person who sees the menorah only makes one bracha, Sha'asu Nisim. My Mamat, which bracha is eliminated? Says the Gemara, Mamat's man, you only say Shechiyonu the first time. However, the first night. However, the halacha is that if you didn't say Shechiyonu on the first night, you could still say Shechiyonu on one of the other nights. The Nimat Nes, ask the Gemara, why is the Shechiyonu the bracha that's eliminated after the first day? Why isn't the Sha'asu Nisim eliminated after the first day? Answers the Gemara, Nes Kol Yom Yisa. Every day there was a Nes. So since there was a Nes every day, we say Sha'asu Nisim every day. The halacha is, the question is, can you make a Sha'asu Nisim and a Shechiyonu even if there's no Ner Chanukah? That means you're in a place that not only are you not lighting the candles, but there's nobody lighting candles. Could you still make the Shechyon Shasan Nisim. The Mishtabura in Simon Tuf Reish Ayin Vav, Sharatzin Sifkatan Gimel, and the Bi'a Locha in Simon Tuf Reish Tzadik Beis says that these brachas seemingly were only made for the mitzvah. They weren't made for the yontif. And therefore, if there's no Ner Chanukah, you can't make these brachas. Says the Gemara, as we mentioned before, Mai Mevarech. What is the first bracha that we make when we light the menorah? Mevarech Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvosu Tzivanu La'alik Ner Shel Chanukah. Heichen Tzivanu. Ask the Gemara, Chanukah is not a deraisa, so how do we say Vitzivanu? Answers the Gemara, Rav Avya Amar Melei Sasser. The Torah says, Leisasser Mikol Menadova Shigid L'Chayam Nesmol. We're obligated to do whatever Chazal tell us, and Chazal told us to light the menorah. Rav Nechemya Omer, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha, Zekenecha V'Yomer Lach. Avicha Ad Neviim, Zekenecha Ad Chachamim, and we have to do what they tell us. So if they told us to light the menorah, it becomes now a mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, based on this Gemara, any time somebody violates the Rabbanan, he's over the lav of Leisasser. The Ramban has a difficulty with that approach, because the Ramban says, we know, Sofik Derabbanan Lekula, we're always much more lenient with a Derabbanan versus a Deraisa. If the Rambam is correct, that we're saying that every Derabbanan is because of Leisasser, and Leisasser is a Deraisa, so why do we differentiate between Derabbanans and Deraisas? So the Ramban says that there are two types of Derabbanan. There are certain Derabbanans which Chazal were given the right to tell us how to fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah. So those Derabbanans are very strong Derabbanans. But then there are Derabbanans, says the Ramban, that Chazal made up different Yom Tovim, like our Gemara. Those are weaker and don't have the strength of a Deraisa. In fact, the Ramban wants to suggest that the machloikas we have in our Gemara between Rav Avya Aaron Nechemya, between what is the source for the chiyuv of being able to make a bracha on Neris Chanukah, is this machloikas, where Rav Nechemya holds that only the Rabbanans which were made to help us fulfill a Deraisa have a din of a Deraisa. A new Rabbanan, Chanukah, which is totally new, doesn't have a din of a Deraisa. And that's why he had to come onto the pasuk of Shalavicha V'Yagetcha. Whereas the Rambam is of the opinion, whereas Rav Avi is of the opinion, that every Derabbanan has the din of Leisasser, and that's why he quoted the pasuk of Leisasser. And now, I saw the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody doesn't have money to buy Chanukah candles, the halacha is Meicher Ksusai. He should sell even his clothing. He should do whatever it takes to be able to buy Chanukah candles. The question is, why? It's a mitzvah to say. And the halacha is that you're not obligated to spend all your money to fulfill a mitzvah to say. But now, if we learn that the Ner Chanukah is really connected to Leisasser, and Leisasser is a lav, and for a lav, the halacha is that we are obligated to spend whatever we can, we have to spend whatever money we have to not be over a lav. Now we understand why the din in Shulchan Aruch is that a person should spend whatever he has in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Continues the Gemara. Masa Rav Amram. Ask Rav Amram, if that's the case, that for every Derabbanan, the halach is you should make a bracha, the halach is hadamai. We know that in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, people became lax in taking Trumas and Maestras. So therefore, they instituted the Mai, that if you buy produce from Amar Oritz, you have to take off your own Trumas and Maestras, because you have to be concerned that the Amar Oritz did not take it off himself. But the Halacha still is teaches us the Mishnah Masechta the Mai, and the Mai Ma'arvan Ba, it can be used to make an Aruvei Chatzeris, and Mishtatan Ba can be used for Shtufi Mevaz, and Mevarchan Alav, you could use it. And make, if you eat it, you can make a brachas hamaitzi. Mezanalav, if you eat it, you could bench with a zimun. Mafrishin, I say, orum, you could take it off You could do the hafrosh on it when you're not wearing clothing, and you could do it bein hashmoshes, even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to take off trumas and maisers. Ask the Gemara. The amrit mitkom the rabbanon by bracha. But if we're saying that everything that is a rabbanon you make a bracha on, so the question is, that means when we take off trumas and maisers from the mai, we're going to have to make a bracha. And how can we make a bracha? How could you make a bracha when you're not wearing any clothing? We have to be in a state of kedusha. And if you're not wearing clothing, especially a man, you don't have that ability. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Vada de Devrein Boi Brocha. If Chazal made a rule, the halacha is, and we're fulfilling that rule, we have to make a bracha. However, when the entire rule was only established because of a suffix, this is the example. It's a suffix if the Amoritz took off Trumas and Maestris, there loy boy brocha. There's no chiv brocha because the whole chiv of this mitzvah is only because of a suffix. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. The Yontav Sheni, we in Chutz Loritz keep Yontav Sheni. We keep Yontav Sheni, it's a suffix. It's a suffix, Devreim Hu. The Rabbanan said, since we're not sure which day is Yontav, we in Chutz Loritz should keep 2 days Yontav. But it's only a suffix. And yet, of course, on Yontav Sheni, we make Kiddush, or we make a bracha, or buy a bracha. Answers the Gemara, technically you're correct. However, Hasam Kiyecha Delayla Zilzulibay. Chazal were concerned that people, if we're not going to treat Yontav Sheni exactly like we treat it, like Yontav Rishon, people will not hold it as a Yontav. So in order to avoid that problem, Chazal said Yontav Sheni should be treated completely like Yontav Rishon, including making a bracha. Rav Amar, you can't bring a raya from Meiser, because there it's a very specific, unique situation. Because really, we can the Rav Amaratzim do take Meiser. And since Rav Amaratzim take Meiser, we could rely that it's not even a suffix, and therefore we shouldn't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Amrav Huna Chatzar Sheyesh L'Shnei Psachim, a courtyard that has 2 doors opening up into it. Tzricha Shtei Neris. You have to put on 2 candles. Why? Because in case people don't know, you put it on one, people won't realize you put it on that one, and they'll see you didn't put up a neira on the other one. Amar Rava, Loyar Mar El Mishtei Ruchas. When is this rule said? If the 2 sides of your house are on 2 different sides of the street. So somebody's walking one side won't necessarily see the other, or vice versa. Avim Ruch Achas, if both doors are on one side, so they see there's a menorah lit on one side, then the halacha is like tzaruch, there is no need to follow this halacha. My tama. So the Gemara asks, what's the basis for this reasoning? Ilay Mishum Chshada, if we're worried that people are going to say that you didn't light the menorah, Chshada Daman, who are we worried? Who are worried about will say this about you? Ilay Mechshada Ba'alma, if it's people who don't live here, so then I feel Beruach Achas Nami, then even on one side, you should have to libay light 2 menorahs. Because people don't know that the 2 doors are from one family. If they're people not from this locale, they may think that the 2 doors are from 2 different families. So why didn't both families light the menorah? The chshadim b'nei masa, and if we're worried about the people who live here, then I feel mishtei ruchas namlei leboy, because they know that my home is on both sides of the street, and they know if there's no menorah on this side, there must be on the other side. Answers the Gemara loyel mishum chshadim b'nei masa. The concern is for the people that live here. The zim de mechalfa b'ha v'loy mechalfa b'ha. They're going to walk on one side of the home and not on the other side of the home. Va'amri, and they're not going to say, and they're going to say, if there's no menorah on this side, keheich the b'hai pischa lo yadlik, just like I didn't light a menorah on this side, it must be the b'hai pischa nam lo yadlik, that I didn't light a menorah on the other side either. And because there's a rule of v'yisim nekiyim meshema Yisrael, I have to make sure that nobody should come to accuse me of that. U'minot tam d'chshin l'chshat. So says the Gemara, from where indeed do we see that there is such a concern in halacha, that we have to worry what people will say? The Tanya, Amr Shimon, Mishvil Arba Dvarim Amr Torah L'Niach Pei B'Soif Sadeu. There are 4 reasons that the Torah told us that when you leave over Peya, you should make sure to leave it over at the corner of the field. What are the 4 reasons? And the Gemara The Gemara is going to explain each one. Ibnei Gezlanim, Ibnei Bitlanim, Ibnei Chashad, Mishimbal Techala. The Gemara explains. Ibnei Gezlanim, Shlayir Balabai Soda Pnuya. There's a time when there's no poor people standing by your field. And you're going to want that your relatives should get the pay of your field. She'll quickly call your relatives and say, now is a great time to get the payer, because there's nobody else coming. And even though the halacha is that when it comes to hilchas tzedakah, there is a point to give your family members, if you have family members that need tzedakah, they go first, but that can't be on the expense of payer, where the Torah says that all poor people are equal. So in order to avoid Shlayir Balabai Soda Shopnuya, he shouldn't see that his field is empty, there are no poor people there. V'yomil Kroiva Ani, and he could call his family member and say, Reza, payer, take this part quickly as payer, and it won't be fair for everyone else. So that's why it has to be a specific place. Umnei Bitlaniyim. And the next reason was Bipnei Bitlaniyim, Shlayanim Yoshim Mashamrim. We don't want to have a situation that since you could choose from whichever part of the field you want to give payer, so that Niyim will never know where is the payer. And they'll be sitting there doing nothing, waiting till you decide where you're taking payer from. But if you always take payer from the corner, they know that until you're getting to the corner, there's nothing to think about. Shlayinim Yoshvim Mishamrim, Achshmanich Bal Pais Payer, Umnech Shad, Shlayoivim Shavim Oimim, Tovim Erelodim, Shlayinich Payer Sadeu. People walk by and they'll see that you didn't leave over pay in your field. And they won't realize that you maybe left it in the middle of the field, at the beginning of the field. So in order to avoid the chshad, what we're talking about, Chazal said, put it in a predetermined place. Asked the Gemara, Baal Techala is the pasuk that teaches us that you have to leave payah. What does it mean? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava b'nei Ramoim. We're concerned that there are people who won't leave payah, and then they're going to tell him, how did you not leave payah? And he said, I did leave payah, and it was already taken. Of course, it's not true. So to avoid that type of a situation, Chazal said it always has to be the corner, and there won't be any room for false accusations. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak Baradifa Amar Rav Huna. Nesh yesh le shtei piyas. A lamp that has two openings on different sides of the cover. The way they used to have a lamp in those days was the lamp had a cover. So if you have a lamp with two open with the cover having two holes, oyle shnei bnei adam, you could be mekayim mitzvahs menorah for two different people. Each one will light on the other corner. Amar Rava, another halacha, mila kara shemen v'kifa psilos. You have a bowl, you fill it up with olive oil, and you put wicks all around that bowl. So and then kifa la kli, and then you put a cover on top of it. Every person, every candle could be considered a Chanukah candle for every person separately. Obviously, we're talking about people who are mekayim the mitzvah, which were only lighting a menorah each one themselves. But let's say you have a cup, a bowl that you filled with oil, and now you have wicks all around it. It's not even, you can't be yotzi even one person, the Chanukah menorah, because it looks like a torch. However, the Paiskim do say that if it didn't turn into one big fire, then it's okay. Amrav Pshitali, it's obvious to me. The Gemara begins a series of questions. Ner Beis Soiv and Ner Chanukah. You have limited funds, and you can either buy Ner Beis Soiv, candle, Shabbos candle, or Chanukah candle. The halach is the Ner Beis Soiv Adif. The Shabbos candles come first. Mishum Shloim Beis Soiv. Why do we light Ner Beis Soiv? Because of Shalom Bayis. And therefore, the halach is that Ner Beis Soiv, Shalom Bayis always comes first. Of course, in our world, if we have electricity, so even though you didn't light the electric lamp, for Shabbos candles, but you have light. So once you have light, you have the Shalom Bayis that the light brings. Once you have the Shalom Bayis, the Chanukah candle brings, that the electricity brings, then their Chanukah comes first. I saw a beautiful vart that Rav Naftali from Babov explained. He says, we know that the guf and the neshama are two opposites. The guf represents gashmius, the neshama represents ruchnius. But there is Shabbos is the one of the few things that is a combination of ruchnius and gashmius. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, but on the other hand, we're supposed to have on Shabbos oinik Shabbos. So now we could understand how Gemara says Ner Shabbos comes before the Ner Chanukah. We know why the Ner Shabbos comes before the Ner Chanukah, because the Ner Shabbos has in it both ruchnius and gashmius, whereas the Ner Chanukah is purely ruchnius, and that's why the Gemara says it takes preference. Says the Gemara further. Ner beis v'kiddush hayom. So we have now only enough money for Shabbos candle or kiddush. The halacha is ner beis ha'adav. Buy the candles. Mishum shalom bayis. Because again, the Shabbos candles bring shalom bayis, and you can be mekayim, even though the chiyuv kiddush is a deraisa, and hadlakas neiris is only a drabanon, since you can be mekayim kiddush ala pas on the challah that you eat, or you could be mekayim kiddush, as we're going to learn, with davening. So therefore, the halacha is that therefore you should spend the money on the candles. By Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. So now you have a person that has the following dilemma. He has money for Chanukah candles or for Kiddush. What should he buy? Do we say Kiddush Hayom Adif? Because you make Kiddush every Shabbos. Chanukah is only 8 days a year. I double Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishum Pesume Nisa. Answers the Gemara, Basadi Baya Hada Pashta. After the question was asked, it was answered. Ner Chanukah Adif, the Ner Chanukah is preferable. The reason the Ner Chanukah is preferable because Pesume Nisa. Now from here we see, says the Rajba, that Tadav Shena Tadav Kaidim isn't a rule that is only said regarding Kadima. That if I have two mitzvahs and I don't know which one to do, so I rely on Tadav V'Sheina Tadir, that the Tadav one should go first. But it doesn't mean that Tadav V'Sheina Tadir does not mean that we should use that to choose if you're only going to do one mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Haragel B'Ner, if somebody is makbit to light Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles, Havan Le'Bonim Talmid Chachamim, he will have children who are Talmid Chachamim. Hazar, and I saw that Friday night candles make that you should have children who are Talmid Chachamim. And if you light candles on Matzoy Shabbos, it will make that you should have you will be Zaycha to have son-in-laws who are Talmid Chachamim. So I saw from the Sefer Das Sefer, a beautiful pshat. What is the lesson, he says, of Haragel B'Ner? Posh pshat, Haragel B'Ner, we're learning the sugya of Chanukah. So we're talking about Haragel B'Ner Chanukah. What pshat Haragel B'Ner Chanukah have alei bonim talmid chachamim? Says the Das Sefer. If we think about the yontif of Chanukah, as the poskim all point out, Chanukah, unlike Purim, the main yontiv is a yontiv of shiras v'sishbachas. It's not a yontiv of parties. There's no shalachmanis, there's no suda, etc. So the halacha is, so what's the lesson? The lesson, says the Das Sefer of Chanukah, is that what's important in life? What's important in life is that you should look at the ruchnius and not at the gashmius. So says the Gemara, Haragel B'Ner, if somebody has respect for the ner, somebody shows that that's what's important to him, the ruchnius is what's important to him, he will have children Talmid Chachamim. Hazav mezuzah, if somebody's careful to put up a mezuzah properly, he will have a dira nara, he'll have a nice home. Hazav tzitzis, if somebody's careful in the mitzvah tzitzis, zoich l'talos nara, he'll have nice clothing. Hazab Kaddish Hayoim, somebody's careful to make Kiddush properly, Zoichem Emala Garbi Yayin. He will have barrelfuls of wine. Rav Huna Varogla Vachol Vatani Apischa. Rav Huna would go past the doorway, the Rav Arvin Nagra. Chazda Varogla Bashagi Tuva. He saw that he always lit many candles on Shabbos or Hanukkah. Omer Trey Gravi Rav Nafkimacha. There are going to be two great people that come from this home. Nafik Minayu, and indeed came out from that home, Rav Idi Bar Oven, Rav Chiya Bar Oven. Rav Chizda Varogla Vachol Vatani Apischa. He would always go by the doorway, the Beinosha de Rav Shizbi, the of Rav Shizbi's father's house. Have Chazad Avrogel B'Shagetuva. He saw that Rav Shizbi's parents were very careful to light many lights. Amagava Rabbanah from the Hacha. A great person will come from here. And who was the great person that came from here? Says the Gemara, Nafik Menei Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi was the great person that came from here. So I saw from the Shalsa Chuvis, Shoyel Umeshiv, that the question is, by a Yerusha of a Rabbonis, does if this there's a son-in-law, there may not be a son who's qualified, but there's a son-in-law who's qualified. Does the son-in-law have Kedima? So Gemara says that we see from here that Rav Shizbi was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Why was he the son-in-law of the Nasi? Because the Nasi looked for him because his parents were so makbid in lighting the candles properly. So we see from here that a son-in-law also has that schos, says the Gemara. Dvisa de Rav Yosef have a me'achra umatlichsla. She would light the candles very close to Shabbos. Of course, all the Mefarshim say it wasn't that she was mechal Shabbos, but she didn't believe that the din of tois for Shabbos applies to Shabbos candles as well, and you can light it right before Ben Hashmashos. Rav Yosef told the Tanya. The pasuk says regarding Hashem leading us in the midbar, and the pasuk is lo yomesh amen ha'anan yomam va'amen oish laila. Melamed, what's the pasuk saying already? We know that there was the amen ha'anan by day and the amen oish by night. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? Melamed sha'anan amen oin mashlam amen oish. Already by night the amen ha'anan came up. And Amar Eish Mashla Amar Oin. And by day, the Amar Eish came up. Why? Because they didn't want to delay it. Sarvalag Duma. So now she wanted to start lighting candles much earlier. Amla Husaba. So Husaba told her that also you shouldn't do. Tanina, because we learned, Uvat Shloyagdim Shloyacher. You can't light Shabbos candles before the plague. And therefore, even though it's appropriate to light Shabbos candles early, but not at the expense, not before the plague, because that's too early to make Kabbal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, the Racham Rabbanim, somebody who loves Talmidei Chachamim, Havalei Benin Rabbanim, will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The Maika Rabbanim, somebody who honors Talmidei Chachamim, Havalei Chasmas Rabbanim, he'll have son-in-laws for Talmidei Chachamim. The Dochum Rabbanim, somebody who has fear for Talmid Chachamim, who gufei have it server rabbanon, he himself will be a Talmid Chachamim. Vila bar hochi, and if he's not of that madrega, mishtam milik tum rabbanon, people will pay heed to what he says as if he was a Talmid Chachamim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach asks a question. It's actually the Mashal's question. Here the Gemara says the Racham rabbanon will have children rabbanon, and if you respect rabbanon, you'll have son-in-laws. Ask the Marsha, we know that a Hava is always greater than Yira. And why over here do we find that somebody who has Yira gets more schar? So he said that, yes, typically, Midas a Hava is greater than Midas Yira. That's only by Yira Shemayim. Because a person has to believe that our entire existence is from Hashem. So if you believe your entire existence is from Hashem, to have Yira Shemayim is obvious. But a Hava is something you have to work on. But when we talk about other people, it's easier to love people than to fear people. Why should you fear a Talmud Chacham? And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Here a person who has such a great respect for Talmud Chachamim, that not only does he love them, but he also fears them, then it's a raya that he is a great person. Why? Say, sorry, Nosson Gishtetan explains. Because the Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. So somebody who has fear for Talmid Chachamim, it's like he has Yirah Shemayim. And just like the Gemara says, in Masechta Brachos Davov Amabeis, Kol Adam Sheesh B'Yirah Shemayim Dvarav Nishmoim, whoever has Yirah Shemayim, his words are listened to. The person who has Yirah Talmid Chachamim is a person who's a Yirah Shemayim, and that's why the Gemara says, Mishtamim Milei Ketzuvim Rabbanim.